Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Motherfuckers, it's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Louis J. Gomez.
We're from Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny, he's a psycho, he's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, it's your other boy, the international superstar, Zach D'Amico, filling in for Luis J. Gomez, who is out on assignment. Today is a Philadelphia takeover. I am joined by some of my favorite people and a new friend, and we're going to have a great time today. My co-host for the day, you guys love him, you guys know him. I got Brian Six here.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
How you doing, man?
I'm good.
It's been a big week. Fucking Shane special, so fucking good.
Yeah.
Fucking people finding Shane, people who love Shane. Fucking, this is fucking Philly week, dude.
Yeah, we're crushing.
This is big for everybody. So we're going to have some Philly comics today. We got Sean Gardini today. Sean, I know you relocated, but you came up in Philly, right?
Yes, I started comedy in Philly.
Well, thank you for being here, my friend. And new to the show, we got our new friend, Brian Fennell.
Hello, how are you?
How you doing, brother?
Pretty good. Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much for being here. I want to get to know you, brother. What's your deal? How long you been doing comedy? How do you know these knuckleheads?
About 10 years. I started with six. Did through the open mics in Philly. Got fucked up a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
Did our shit. Yeah, and now we're here.
Fuck yeah, dude. Well, it's going to be a fun fucking day. Welcome to the show. And let's fucking kick into shit, dude. Fucking what's going on, man?
Just tell the story.
Oh, no, I can't.
I know. Sorry.
Story.
No, you guys can't understand. Sorry. He's got to tell me later.
Actually, Gardini, I watched your number one contender battle last night.
Oh, yeah, you were at
I judged
stand.
Comedy Fight Club.
Yeah.
And I got to say.
Was it fun?
You got this.
They were bad?
No, main event was great.
Yeah.
Ben and Ilya were fucking phenomenal.
Yeah,
undercard
bros.
Was a little weak.
They always are. Sorry.
Damn. Wait, are you still doing Rose?
Yeah, when they asked me,
aren't you the champion?
Yeah, yeah.
I like that. You're like, I'll come back if they ask me. I'm the champion.
You know, it takes forever. I got to write jokes.
I fucking never want to do it again.
I don't like them, yeah.
I never want to do it again. It fucking sucks.
I like them because I'm good at it. I don't want to say I'm good at anything, but, you know.
Yeah, no, I feel the same. It's just like, it's so much fucking work. It's so much like agita.
Yeah.
I don't ever, and I'm just picking a random person, I don't ever want to wake up at 3 a.m. thinking about J.P. McDade.
Every time. Takes up your mind completely, and I just get so autistic about it. I worry about it.
Yeah, I have like a fucking
retarded,
note.
It doesn't matter.
I have a note section in my phone about some dude I don't know.
I know, it's retarded.
When kids do Fight Club now, do they give each other dirt, or they don't tell each other shit?
Depends. Whenever I get like good dirt, I always find it out on my own. They never really tell me, and then I just sneak it on them. Okay. Like I knew the whole time. Dude.
Did you give people shit? Do you give people shit?
I try to, but I'm fucking boring as hell. The only interesting thing is I stabbed a kid when I was like 13. I tell people that.
That stands out.
Yeah. I'm pretty boring.
It.
I've stabbed a couple of guys.
Let's put a pin in the roast battle.
I got a couple felonies under my
talk about
I snore a lot when I sleep. Called a homeless guy's dick off.
I'm allergic to peanut butter.
Yeah, let's put a pin in roast battle.
Let's talk about the stabbing. I had a feeling we were going to talk about the stabbing today.
Yeah, you brought it up.
Yeah, you literally just said it.
True. Maybe it's because it's been on my mind. I was 13, and I stabbed a friend of mine with a file in shop class.
Why?
And I almost got charged with aggravated assault.
Did your dad get you out of it? Because he's fuzz?
No, yeah, pretty much.
Mm. Have you ever used your dad to get dirt on people when you're roasting them?
Sweating.
Like, have your dad pull their files?
Pull them up in the database?
Yeah, why not?
So-and-so got 3 speeding tickets last
year.
That'd
be fucked up. You found
Wait, did you call it the
there.
Database?
No,
like,
but now,
your dad's base?
Yeah. What were we talking about? Stabbing.
So in shop class, with a file?
Yeah, I was
How
just fucking around. It didn't go that deep. Like, I told him to just say it was a mosquito bite on the nurse that he picked. And it turned out he had to get it glued shut. So then they called the cops on me, and I got taken out of middle school in a cop car.
Handcuffs?
No, I just cried for, like, days.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
We had a hammer.
Did you have a lawyer, or did they just not press charges?
No, they ended up not pressing. Like, the parents were cool, and I wrote them a nice letter saying I'm sorry for stabbing your son.
You had to write a letter?
I wrote him a letter to make them not press charges against me.
With the blood from the knife.
Yeah.
I had to write it. I'm sorry I broke your leg letter.
Yeah, but they were doing, like, this program. They just started doing this program where, like, they'd throw you in juvie or whatever for, like, doing little things. And I think they just wanted...
And then they saw you were white. I think they wanted, oh, you don't qualify?
No, I think they wanted diversity in the programs. They're like, let's get this white guy in there to make it look like we're not racist or whatever. Then they didn't. I didn't get charged with anything.
How much would writing that letter suck?
I was happy to, because I just really didn't want to...
Do you remember what you wrote?
No, I wish I could get my hands on it. I'd have to ask Danny. Shout out Danny Francois.
Is that who you stabbed?
Yep, sorry for stabbing you.
Francois.
Yeah, he's a Frenchman.
Deserves it.
I had to write a I'm sorry I broke your leg letter.
How'd you break someone's leg?
I was fucking around, and a kid took a swing at me. I was young, but like I wrestled.
Yeah.
And a kid took a swing at me, and I just ducked under it, and I got him in a waist lock, and I went to pick him up and throw him down, and he tried to break his fall.
Oh, with his leg?
With his leg, and he dislocated his knee. And I just left him there. Like, it was like a bunch of kids, and I just left him there. And then, like, that was like that was like early in the day, and it was one of those things where like I was just like out all day, and then I come home, and me and my mom got home at the same time. And there was just a message on our answering machine of this kid's dad being like, "I'm at the hospital," and he's like threatening my mom that she has to pay for the MRI and shit.
Oh,
and basically their defense was that because I was on the wrestling team, that I was using wrestling moves, and his son's a baseball player, and I ended his baseball career.
Yeah, but if he had a baseball bat, dude, you'd be fucked.
And showed up and did some baseball moves.
The next day he came to school with a cast up to his from his ankle to his hip.
Damn.
What?
He's really milking it.
Yeah, and I had to write the I'm sorry letter.
On his cast.
Yeah, just on his cast.
But then he got kicked out of baseball for taking his dick out on the bus.
Oh,
and show it. He took his dick out on the back of the bus and was showing the cars.
What year was it?
Yeah.
2000. I was 2000. So, like, I graduated in 2005.
Okay, yeah.
So it's like,
I feel like that's still, you're still good to pull your dick out in 2005.
Well, it was, he was standing in the back of the bus showing the cars behind him.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, you got to keep that shit on the bus.
Yeah, that's
that forward.
Yeah, whatever's on the bus stays on the bus.
Yeah, fuck, that was a fucking bad letter. You guys ever get in major high school
I'm
trouble?
Sorry.
No, we had a hammer fight in my high school.
What?
We had a hammer fight in my high school.
Jesus Christ.
Some kid showed
fucking,
up.
Here's the fucking spotlight's on you, baby.
Some kid showed up in showed up to school with a hammer with the intention of using it on another kid. So the other kid found out and got wind of it. Went to the shop class and got another hammer, and they just fucking brought it out with hammers in the hallway.
That's so
just
funny.
Just a teacher got hit. Well,
it's a hammer fight, people. it's a hammer fight. It's like, what?
Just swinging away. And it was
what
the
kind
worst
of hammers are we talking?
I mean, I guess.
Yeah, somebody got overboard.
Hammers. I mean, it was out of, like, the wood shop, so it's got to
I'm thinking, like, under a
wrestling Brian went to high school
in
Super
hammer.
Mario World level 3-1.
Yeah, yeah, dude. Did anybody show up with, like, a sledge?
Here's the thing, though. I left that school to go to a technical high school where there was tons of hammer. Not one hammer fight, but in the regular public school, they're swinging like crazy.
I bet a hammer's a pretty fucking good fight thing.
I mean, I've hit myself on accident with a hammer, and that sucks.
Yeah.
Imagine if you're swinging with force and anger. I think both the kids got locked up. They both went to the hospital. A teacher got injured, and then, like, that was the year he retired. It was like, he's like, I'm done. I think it's getting a little rowdy for me.
Well, can you coast? If you're a teacher, you can probably coast on a hammer injury.
Oh, yeah.
School's probably got to pay for that.
Yeah. There's, I mean, the insurance has probably never seen that. like the janitor got hit with a hammer? No, it was a teacher.
Breaking up a hammer fight.
Yeah, he broke up a hammer fight. Yeah. Regular hero.
My wrestling coach. So, like, when you're a big fat fuck and you wrestle, there's not always another guy your size. So you just fight the coaches every day. You just fight adults.
I was just wrestle under heavyweight when I wrestled in middle school, so I had to wrestle the big fat.
Yeah, you fight adults.
It's like Stevens is just going to lay on me again. God damn it.
Well, that's the thing. So the thing that blows me away about wrestling is every weight class is like 5 to 10 pounds, and then there's 215, and then 275. So if you're 216... That day, you wrestle 275.
Yep.
Good God.
And just and yeah, you wrestle like my freshman year, I had to wrestle a guy with a mustache with his kids in the crowd.
What the fuck?
Yeah. He was a senior kids with a like full plural? Mustache. And he had two kids and a chick like, in the crowd cheering him on.
He's like, I got to win this tournament, child sports due.
Yeah. Beating up my family. And he just beat the shit out of a child.
Oh, God.
I have like three hairs on my balls and I'm fighting a man with children.
That's a good way to take the anger out of parenting, though. Just beat up other kids.
Just make his kids watch it because I told you to take the fucking trash out.
And I had a coach who had to, who wound up, I think he had like issues with insurance and I think he wound up leaving his job over it because we were wrestling and he was like this little Jewish dude, kind of like jacked Adam Sandler.
Nice.
And Mr. Krimsky, he was, I really liked him a lot. And, but he was like, you ever fight somebody that it's like all little explosions?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. It's all like, it's just like, that's how they conserve their energy. Yeah. So he would always like little explode. So I had him in a cradle. So I've got his head here and his knee here and I'm trying to pin him. And I knew he was going to do his little explosion and try and break my grip. So I just let go. And he and punched himself in the face.
Overdid the explosion.
And chipped his and knocked his tooth. He punched his own tooth out.
Ooh. What an idiot.
That's brutal.
That's the secret to wrestling. Is to let the other dude, big fat guys when you wrestle, it's always a guy from the other football team who they were like, hey, listen, we don't have a big fat slob.
Yeah, we need a big fat
to wrestle. You're gonna work out
all year round anyway.
So we're gonna it's a good way to stay in kind of shape. Come on out. And it would always just be these big morons. And in wrestling there's this thing called sugar legging. Where you stick your leg out, basically, hoping the other guy's going to try and shoot
bait
on
him
you.
For the.
But all fat guys do is headlocks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you just, it's, that's your natural, that's the first thing they teach you, and that's all you're going to learn. So I would sugar head. I would literally, these big fat slots, I would put my head here and like this, and I would go like just waiting for them, and just pop your hips behind. And they would just fall right on their face.
You're a matador. You're a fatador.
Dude. Yes, that's exactly, that was my exact strategy.
This sugar is a grappler's table, dude. We're all grapplers here.
Are we?
Yeah, I used to wrestle, too.
Fuck yeah, dude.
One time I wrestled an Asian guy in middle school. Same year I stabbed the kid, and the crowd was going crazy, and they called him an Asian slur, and I got in trouble for it.
Why'd you get in trouble?
I don't know, because they were my fans.
Stabbed that kid.
Yeah.
Oh, they were your fan? You were calling him?
All my, yeah, I was like...
What do you guys think I'm going to do to this gook out here?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Stevie. Little Stevie. He's a chef now.
That works.
Everything turned out all right for Steve.
I'm trying to think of the wild fights I grew up around sushi. Were mostly either, because I grew up in Secaucus, which is in between Jersey City and North Bergen.
Yeah.
So we would get influxes of kids every year from those schools, and then like there would be territory issues.
Oh, of course.
And so you would get
hilarious.
I told on another show recently. When I was suspended from school, they put me in school in a special program with a kid named Rocky. Who was like 6'4", and his name was Big Black, and his name was Rocky because he picked up a large rock and brained a kid with it in the middle of a fight.
That's why he got the nickname.
That's how he got the nickname.
Hilarious.
You know where Rocky is now, I'm told? Lifetime jail for blowing a guy's head off with a shotgun.
Oh, really?
Hell yeah.
That's the evolution of that, by the way.
Yeah. I would never guess that.
Try to kill a guy with a rock. And then, it's like that first Friday the 13th game where you just keep finding weapons.
Yeah. Yeah. Rock is a gateway weapon.
We had a kid go to jail from high school. We, like, tried to stab somebody in the head 7 times over, like,
tried?
Well, yeah. I guess he succeeded. It was over a couple of Xanax. Just like,
of course.
Hey, took Xanax from my girlfriend.
You needed them, dude.
Bars? I mean, you got to stab. Tombstones, you got to stab, dude. Sorry.
That's pretty valuable.
Yeah, dude.
They go pretty good on the streets.
Yeah, so like we were all like suburban nerds, and then these kids from like real schools would show up, and somebody would pop off, and they would just get destroyed.
That's hilarious.
I remember a girl fight that they had, some girl from Jersey City who we called Truck Face.
So she was cute, huh?
she was a fucking Sea Caucus 7.
Yeah, that's a fucking Sea Caucus get.
She monster.
Truck Face one time got drunk in gym class and tried to go lift in the boys' locker room, and she picked up 2 barbells and then passed out and dropped them both on her face.
That's awesome.
Was that before or after the nickname?
Yeah.
That was after we were already called. So they called her Truck Face. Truck Face fought Sasha Monteverde.
Truck Face.
Sasha.
And I just remember it was one. It was the first time I saw a girl fight where they went for hair and earrings.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we saw that.
And she lumped her. I remember the side of this girl's face was dark green before the fight was, like, going.
Damn.
Yeah, have you seen a good girl fight?
No, I'm trying to think of one.
Ooh, that's the one I saw. That was, like, brutal.
I've seen a few back in the day, but I can't remember. Jen Vera used to get in a fight. Shout out, Jen.
Sydney
got a
break
baby
up
now.
A girl fight a couple, like, last month.
Really?
Sydney?
Sydney Where? Gant. Like, down the street from Helium.
Sydney was just trying to get
top
a piece.
Of the street. Yeah, I remember you guys were watching from down the street and seeing. I was just like the white guy hovering over a bunch of black people.
That actually,
I don't want to get too involved, but Helium?
That was actually involved with a Philly comic.
Yeah.
What's I don't want to say
that's why we
name,
got out of the car.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, shit, that's Domo.
Yeah. Well,
he's like, we got to go help.
Shout out, Domo.
Yeah. He's like, we should go help. And I was like,
I know.
Sydney, all right. Yeah.
By the way.
Always jumping
no,
in.
No, Sydney
like,
was trying
that.
To fight with them. Dude.
Can we just say, Sydney Gant, can you find the real ass dude of the week drop?
Yeah, yeah,
Sydney
yeah.
Gant, fucking real dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah
like, straight up a bro. And like, if I needed somebody in my corner.
He's a real ass dude.
Yeah. He's got I did it. Speaking of Sydney real ass dude, we can bring up a perfect example from this Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday.
So please. Hit it, please.
So this past Saturday, me and Shayna did Wi-Fi from Soul Joel's, and we did a showcase, and Sydney was on the showcase, and at the end of the showcase, we did a live pod, we brought Sydney up. So we're all sitting up there, we're all bullshitting, Fennell was there, and fucking Sydney... I forget how it started. Oh, he started talking about he opened the sentence by saying,
"Yeah,
let's all agree, hitting women is bad." I was like, "Oh, here we go."
Yeah.
So then he started going into something, and this couple right down front, like,
wait,
just
hold on.
Started jawing.
Pause. Are you telling me?
Yeah.
That the people at Soul Joel's in a fake beach behind railroad tracks, who brought their own beach chairs and alcohol. We're surly audience members.
Yeah. Well, just these two.
Yeah.
And they started yelling about something, and it was like, you know, hey, we don't put up with spousal abuse or something like that. And he's like, yeah, I literally started my sentence by saying that. So, of course, he starts getting into it with them. And then all of a sudden, he's just like, yeah, where the hell were you when they were trying to sell me as a fucking the one black guy over here? Because he was sitting like 5 feet away from me.
He was sitting on
Shane.
A
I was
stool.
Like, why
all
like
of us were
all
chairs lower than him.
And he was like, where were you at when they were trying to sell me off? Like a goddamn fucking black wrestler, fucking, you know, going off. And they're just like, whatever. And then it got real, which I didn't understand.
For a second, I thought, I was like, well, they went at Lou first. And Sydney tried to defend him. But like for a second, I was like, this dude's going to hit Lou. And I was like, let him get two hits in before we fucking
Sydney would have killed him. Sydney, I mean, God, I love Sydney to death. And I've known him forever. And fucking, but he dresses like a guy... that's just always looking for directions.
Tucked in shirt.
Tucked in
t-shirt.
With a fanny pack, but he'll fucking kill you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he loves the confrontation.
Yes.
Sydney lives for it.
So what ended up just, they backed
they're
down?
They're screaming
they
at him.
They backed down. Apparently, she was hitting a relationship prior to that. They talked
Dude.
It out. But then they, after the show, the guy came up and, like, apologized, and they hugged
it really?
Out. But the guy kept bringing up, because, you know, I'm just, he's like, I'm just, you know, because my wife, her ex-husband used to beat her. And, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, no shit.
And every time he said it, I'm watching this woman
lady.
Like flinch a little bit. Yeah. She's like, let's just get past it. Stop bringing it the fuck up.
Yeah. What did Lou say to the guy? He's like, you look like you wake up and hit your wife.
Oh, yeah, I think that's where it started.
Yeah, which I think all
right, that'll do it.
Yeah, or no, it was like, I think you beat your wife in that Tesla you own or some shit.
I mean, did you see her?
What else is a Tesla?
A little mouthy bitch.
I think we should start popularizing whenever you like have a chick that was in a bad relationship before you. You should introduce her to people and be like, "She's a rescue."
Yeah, she's a little skittish.
Yeah, don't loud noises.
She's a rescue.
We got
still trying to figure out who saved who, but she's a rescue.
Don't pet her.
In a way, she saved me. We got to put her in a closet on 4th of July, but. Hey there, auto mechanics and super cool do-it-yourself guys who work on their own cars, or just really anybody listening. I just want to tell you about rockauto.com, the online store with every auto part at the best prices. It's your one-stop shop for everything auto parts. They've been in business for 20 years, and they make it easy to find the parts you need at the best possible prices. Listen, I am not what you would call a man's man. I don't know anything about cars. if I go to talk to some counter guy, he can tell me absolutely anything, and I kind of have to believe him. However, with rockauto.com, I can find everything I need, and whether I have the knowledge of a mechanic, an auto shop, somebody works on cars, or I'm an idiot like me, everyone has access to the same incredible pricing at rockauto.com. So if I need something fixed, or I'm going in with a buddy, we don't have to take their word for it. We can go on rockauto.com and see how much that part is supposed to be. So go to rockauto.com, check out all the parts available. You don't need a promo code because their pricing is already that damn good. But when you order, make sure to tell rockauto.com that you heard about them on the Real Ass Podcast. rockauto.com. Let's get back into the show. All right, let's knock out. Actually, let's do plugs. If you guys want to pull up the plug music, if you guys got dates, social media, shows, anything you want people to get eyes on, let's hear it. Gardini?
Oh, man. I got nothing. Follow me on social media. And that's it. I'll do comedy at some point soon, I guess, and I'll post about it on Instagram.
Hell yeah. For
that's
now?
It.
That's the same. I got the same rap. Just follow me and Gardini on that social media.
Yeah,
listen for, to for people that are listening, why don't you say what your Insta is or whatever. Or your Twitter, Insta, whatever you want.
It's Brian or B. Fennell Comedy on Instagram and Twitter.
Gardini?
Sean Gardini. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Sean Gardini and listen to the War Mode podcast.
Fuck yeah. Six?
Listen to the War Mode. All right. Yeah. I at Brian Six. Listen to Your Fucked Up podcast on Patreon if you paid for it. And I don't know. That's good.
Excellent. Guys, follow me on Instagram at Zach Is Not Funny. I got a new secret Twitter that I'm not telling people about at ZA Spook Show because I got kicked off of Twitter.
Did you?
What'd you do?
I called some lady a big fat bitch for talking about South Park.
And Trump face.
And Catalyst Wrestling comes back to New Jersey September the 17th. So this Friday, if you're listening, we're going to be in Jersey City at a church on Erie Street. Look at social media at Catalyst Wrestling for any details you need. You can get tickets. It's going to be really fun.
Rizzling.
And subscribe to the network, gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code RAP for a 7-day free trial, not just to this show, but over 20 great shows here on the network, and you get access to shows early. You get the Racist live chat, exclusive deals and offers. It's a fucking great deal. And then you, of course, get our archives, over 20,000 hours of great comedy content over the last couple years. It's been a lot of fun, and you guys should definitely subscribe to the network because it is the best way to show your support. And podcastmerch.com, of course, you can get yourself Real Ass Podcast, Bye Guys, and Zach and Miko Spook Show merchandise. Shout out Lewis. You can go to lewisofskanks.com for all his dates. He's got a Depraved this Thursday at the Stress Factory, and he and I will be, I know he's at Soul Joel's coming up, I believe, on the 25th, and then he and I and Colin Terrell and Natalie are all going to be at The Creek in the Cave, September 30th through October 2nd. And, of course, if you are in the UK, Lewis will be warming up for Michael Bisping's one-man show. He also has his own solo show at the City Comedy Club in London, and that is 7:30, and they added a 9:30 because the first one sold out. So go, if you're in the UK, go check out our best friend, Lewis J. Gomez.
Across the pond.
All right, so what do we got here?
Got some hot stuff. What's the top one?
Hot tops.
Balenciaga accused of cultural appropriation for selling sweatpants with quote-unquote hip-hop style boxers peeking out from the top. I think I saw a picture of these.
What?
They're pretty fucking like dumb.
They've with built these,
there's fake boxer. Okay, first of all,
so it's like the equivalent of the old jacket with the hoodie.
Yeah.
Like, sewn in
there. Yeah. So first of all, no one would wear them this way ever with the shirt tucked in.
who the fuck? Why is he wearing a mask?
Can you zoom in on that?
I don't think
that's just
a
black guy.
It's just a black guy. Have you seen them before?
What?
Oh, they're just Gardini's glasses.
True.
I don't know. Dude, all right.
Yeah, does have bug eyes or whatever.
So, Cyclops. Yeah, it's in the left, it's a white guy with a t-shirt tucked in and the same New Balance as I have. And then on the right, so that's like a sweater and a purse. Is that a woman?
It's a hospice nurse.
I think it's a woman.
That's a woman with a sweater and a purse with gray sweatpants and fake boxers. So those boxers, like, they don't do it. They're sewn in. So it's not even there's, like, boxers in them. It's just an extra piece of fabric.
I don't think they should be sued for cultural appropriation. They should just be sued for that.
Yeah.
It's just terrible.
Yeah, I don't think there's a lawsuit. I think it's just people are like...
Is her turtleneck sewn into her V-neck, too?
Probably.
It's actually all one outfit. You have to jump into
it. Looks like that's got to sewn into the outfit.
How much are they? Like a zillion?
Do you want to guess how much they are?
That's a great idea. I'm going to go...
300 for me.
That's a good one.
Is Balenciaga like a big... Is that like expensive?
It's like a designer, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, shit, because I was going to say 80, but I bet... I'm going to go... $249.99.
I'm going $450.
Everyone have their guesses in?
I'm going to lowball it at $120.
Right, I'm going to scroll back to the top where it has the price.
Jesus.
Wait.
$1,190.
What? All right, hold on. Let me read some of this. Design, but so these pants are $1,200.
Yeah.
Yes.
Designed by prominent Spanish fashion brand Balenciaga. The Trom Loel gray sweatpants feature an exposed boxer short built in above the waistband, sell for $1,190 a piece. Critics accuse the fashion brand of gentrifying a style made famous in hip-hop culture during the 90s. The controversy was ignited after TikTok user at Mr200M underscore, whose real name is Hosiah Hyacinth, which is a much cooler name, just be Hosiah Hyacinth, posted a video mocking design at a self-registered number second. This feels racist. This feels racist, guys. Hyacinth said while inspecting the pants. They have woven these boxers inside the trousers. All right, if you call them trousers, you're not allowed to say anything's racist.
This makes sense, though, because we're in like that era of dog shit fashion that's selling. Like, if you look at Kanye's line, Kanye's line, he's like selling people like cardboard boxes for like 10 grand.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, wear that.
Burlap sack. Right.
So I feel like anyone who wants this look is not going
to... Oh, you get them in jeans, too. That's
is
good.
Not going to tuck the t-shirt in, right? Because that looks silly.
What's the... Yeah.
But how else are you going to show off your fake undies?
You got to sag them,
you got to wear a tube top.
Oh, maybe, yeah. Yeah, or just go shirtless.
Can you scroll back up? So, like, they're actually... So there's no box. That's just
no,
extra
just
fabric.
No, just the top part, yeah.
Scroll up a little again. Let's see this video real quick. I want to hear this guy. Dude, I don't think I've been in a store with pants this expensive.
Feels racist.
I don't think they
want to sag their pants.
This feels very racist, guys. Balenciaga. Kai. They have woven the boxers inside the trousers. Kai. Kai.
All right, first of all, I did not expect him to be from Wakanda.
The model was.
This feels racist.
Yeah.
So is it an urban... The sagging is just jail fashion, or is that an urban legend?
That's sagging what I heard, just, but it could
it's
be.
It's because they take your belt and your shoelaces in jail.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I thought part of the sagging was to let other inmates know that you were into getting fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I thought the whole idea of sagging was that you were like a bottom bitch.
Yeah, I thought that
was... Can you guys look that up in the booth, or is that something that's like an urban legend that we all just bought into because we're scared of black people?
So it does say it's often claimed that the style originated from the United States prison system where belts and were sometimes prohibited, and a lack of appropriately sized clothing. So that part seems to be true. I'm looking up the app, but I think the underwear showing does mean something, but... Hold on.
Because that would be like if they just came out with orange jumpsuits with numbers.
Right.
And like black fashion.
Yeah. You guys like this stuff, don't you?
Yeah. Or
just a fake print on tattoos of numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say striped pajamas with the star. It's like Jewish couture.
Yeah. Fashion designers, they got some fucking balls these days, dude. It's they're like Stephen
that
King.
That looks like
novels.
Shit you would buy at Kmart for $20, not. Fucking
yeah, for the sweatpants.
That looks
and the boxer and the package of boxers.
It's like that jacket you said with the sewn in hoodie
that
everybody's uncle had.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean? Yeah,
I had one of those.
So do you blame the designers, or are they just making a buck?
I feel like the designers are so disconnected to what real people.
But if people are buying, so obviously your average person is not buying, like, that's a rich person's buying that.
Yeah. And it's
so I think, do you blame them or do you blame the people that would buy shit like that?
Oh, I blame the people. I'm blaming both of them.
Yeah, they're both retarded.
Somebody designed that and some idiot was like, I gotta have that because he designed it. Because
I would like to see if those go off the shelves or if that shit's like $200 at Daffy's in 6 months.
Yeah, I don't know. Dude, that video looked like it was in a Goodwill or something. Like it was just on a rack, one pair of them. Maybe
yeah.
I can't get rid of them.
Dude, okay, just because I'm
only
so...
made one pair. That's why it's so
true,
expensive.
Yeah, true. I'm so ignorant to like this level of fashion or money spending. Yeah. If you go to a store, pants that expensive, are they just on a rack like that? I feel like there should be a guy.
They have the case
and like a shelf.
Yes.
And a like,
it's like
yeah.
handcuffed to him.
Yeah, like you can't just put $1,200 pants out like that. Like
no.
it's fucking
no.
Marshalls.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I never want to find out either.
Shannon, what do you know about fashion? Goddamn it.
Not a whole lot. I am finding a lot of things that are saying, though, that it says, this says here, another story goes that some prisoners would wear their pants low to let other inmates know they were sexually available.
Yeah.
I feel like that should be taught.
In schools?
Yeah, they need to teach that in schools.
I feel like that should be
like
addressed.
Like sixth grade, that should be a yeah. lesson.
They should yeah. have, that's, you know when they do like the scared straight on talk shows and they have the big story. Black guy
yeah.
in a sweater with no sleeves, mm-hmm. like come and yell at kids.
Yeah, that's yeah, yeah. that's the only person that should be purchasing those pants
yes.
is that guy.
The scared straight.
By the way, Sydney would look great in those.
Sydney kind of dresses like that.
Yeah.
he's already kind of ahead of the game.
True, he does have the shirt tucked in.
Yeah, maybe not the boxers coming out, no. but he can make an adjustment.
So, yeah, I feel like that should be taught. Like, hey, you know, because I don't know if you guys have heard this, black culture, a little homophobic. And I feel like that should be maybe taught. Be like, hey, guys, this whole keeping your pants low thing.
Yeah.
You should know what that means. Because I feel like that has to be a thing like old black guys laugh at.
Yeah.
Like old, like been to prison.
Old,
like,
old.
Yeah, I'm yeah. talking like Black Snake Moan.
Old
yeah.
black guys that still don't like rap.
Yeah.
Like, they're
yeah,
just like, yeah, nah, I want to listen to B.B.
Yeah.
King. This
yeah.
What is this hip-hop shit?
I can't, dude. I get mad when things are over $100. I yeah. can't justify.
Yeah.
Is that like a rich person thing, or is that yeah. like a middle class trying to look great? Because you can't wear that shit. Don't clubs have a no sweatpants thing?
My true. Parents would kill me if I bought that.
Oh, my God.
That... Even my dead father would come from the grave and beat the shit out of me. She
yeah.
spent $1,200 on that?
All yeah.
Right. Dude, when I was a kid, slacks. My dad made my mom return a Gumby t-shirt because it was $17.
Damn, dude.
And my dad made my mom
go back. You were allowed to return
back,
stuff at the Goodwill?
Go back to the mall and return it because my dad said t-shirts shouldn't be more than $10.
God, damn. You're wrong. It's like Champion now.
It's Champion. Yeah. It's hilarious.
It's like you used to be about a 4-pack of those Chip. Fuckers for like
yeah.
$20 at a Kmart. Now it's like $50 for a yeah. hoodie.
Mm.
I know. It's funny how shit's coming back around and like, dude, Champion's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
I'm like, Champion was the
like,
nerd shit for
yeah.
a minute.
Yeah, that's like old white pop-pops and like
yeah.
middle school wrestling teams.
Yeah.
They're the only people that get yeah. to wear
Champion was for the kid that had the same Halloween costume every year.
Yeah, he was just dressed in his dad's big clothes.
Yeah, and there's two Halloween costumes to me that were the my family does not give a fuck, which is black sweatshirt, black sweatpants, Jason mask.
Yeah.
I want to see if you name the one I'm thinking.
Oh, okay. And to me, this is the ultimate I don't give a shit. When a kid would wear his own football uniform
yeah,
and pads.
Yeah. Any sport. Like, mm-hmm.
And wear your own shit.
Yeah.
And you were, I guess, yourself when you were playing sports
yeah.
for Halloween.
Or okay. You'd give yourself some like dead makeup, like you were dead, and then put the helmet on.
Oh yeah. No, that's dead way. That's
player.
Something.
Yeah.
Bum.
Yeah.
That's dead trying.
Bum was a big one.
Bum's
a
pretty big.
Yeah. Like if you're a homeless, that's,
ninja.
Yeah, you never any fucking. You were probably close to homeless. Like your family was not doing great.
All right, creepiest. The girls that would come as babies.
I don't think
I've ever seen that.
Oh, dude, there was an entire group of girls when I was a kid that all came in like, not diapers, but like basically like onesies and pajamas and painted freckles and came with like rattles and lollipops.
It'd be funny if they were just pooping in them all day.
Yeah, they're just shitting their pants.
Shitting and pissing in the diapers.
Level of molestation that must have occurred for whoever thought of that group costume.
I feel like that was kind of popular, though. They'd sell those big-ass binkies at the Spirit of Halloween and shit.
What?
That's creepy.
Yeah.
Adult babies
I feel like that was a lot. That probably counterculture with, like, rave culture, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big binkies and shit.
Yeah. I don't know.
See that.
I was never big Halloween.
Yeah, neither
I never had to, like, go... I never went above and beyond for your costume. Very simple.
Neither. That was a Mexican one.
As I got older, once I had a beard, it was like, I can be Al Borland, and that's it. that's all you're getting from me. Give me a tool belt and a flannel.
Wait, I want to know about your Mexican costume.
Yeah, you can't just sneak that in, dude.
Geez,
I was Mexican once.
Moving on. Offensive costume. I was Barack Obama once. I was Tiger Woods once. Didn't do blackface either time. I look like I work at Target when I was Tiger Woods, and I just wore a suit when I was Barack Obama.
Hoff, you're pumping brakes. Yeah.
You want to hear about
Mexican? Let's go back to Mexican.
Well, Mexican, what'd you do? Just take your glasses off?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I didn't have a real mustache then, so I drew one on, and I wore a flannel.
Did you draw like, it was like circle?
Yep. Oh, so you were Sal, like, Mexican he didn't even go like, culturally Mexican. He was like,
I thought you were going to say you had like a poncho.
No, we were just like a normal Mexican.
Yeah, he just hung out in a fucking Home Depot parking lot.
Exactly. So
yeah, so you just went short bus behind the regular NJ Transit bus Mexican.
Exactly.
Yeah. You were an Ecuadorian, technically.
Yeah. I was South American.
My senior, our senior Halloween, my friend O'Neill Rodriguez, who's Puerto Rican and Irish, came as like a full like poncho sombrero Mexican, and I was an INS agent.
That's great.
And I
that was cool until like very recently.
I had a mullet and a mustache and a flashlight, and you know what was cool to everybody.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Would not fly.
Me and my friends always wanted to go out as an angry mob and then find a Frankenstein to chase.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, that is hilarious,
dude. That's funny as fuck.
Just pitchforks.
Have you guys ever seen when Ari did the Amazing Racist when they would pick up the Mexicans?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I
know everyone's
like
seen it. Can we just bring Shannon? Can you please bring it up? Because now I really want to watch it.
What, Ari picking up the Mexican?
Ari picking it. Well, first there's the one where he buys oranges from the Mexican and then just goes across the street and throws oranges at them. Because that's how we all got to know. That's how I was introduced to Ari.
Yeah. I saw the boat bit when he was on the beach.
Oh yeah,
that was hilarious.
I was like, what is that?
The one in the KKK hood in like Harlem or whatever, too.
For you to do what he did in those videos, that's full on sociopathy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to be.
That's Die Hard with a Vengeance.
I mean, what year was that when you started doing that?
It's internet age.
I must have been like 12.
I mean, I think I might have been in high school when I saw those.
Eight years ago.
Oh, well, maybe not.
Yeah, it was.
That might be when the movie came out that bought that footage.
Yeah, that could be it.
It was not 12.
Because he looks young as shit in those videos.
I have the one with the Mexicans. Do you want to see
that? Yes, please.
Yes.
Natalie, have you seen this? You're going to think about Ari differently.
At least she calls them Latinos.
Or exactly the same.
Or, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Damn, he's jacked.
Hey, he's got those pants on.
Today, what we're going to do is we're going to fuck the lowest of the low. Mexicans. Let's go. Reba! Let's just sneak in the kitchen, see who we can fuck with. You working hard over here? All right. Hey. No, it's okay. Go ahead. It's wet. It's got a wet back. It's true.
Jesus.
What's going on? What you doing? Don't work so hard. Take a break. Take a siesta. Come on, it's not a big deal. Just lie down. Oh.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Oh, mi amigo. Take a break, mi amigo. It's too hot. It's too hot to work. Play me a song. Where do you guys keep the babies? I know you'll have 20 babies. Where do you keep them?
I've never seen this one. I was talking about when he picks him up in the truck.
Yeah, when he tricks him up.
But this is great.
This is great.
That's a little bit later in this video.
Don't do tomatoes. Your cousin picked those. Hey, settle down. Settle down. No, ow!
Fucking beaners throw tomatoes at me. Fuck. Yeah, it's tomatoes. God damn it. Fucking spit.
Let me get a couple bags.
This is the one.
It smells a little, huh? He's working hard. Oh. Take a couple in your hands. Get ready.
What was this possibly for?
Where did he find a team?
It's for fun, dude.
First of all, road safety. Make sure there's no cars coming.
Because inappropriate comedy, I think, bought this.
Go back to Africa, fucking beaner.
Go back to Africa. Dude, run him.
All right, Speedy, let's go. That's right. Very good, Josh. Very good. See, no more spicks in our neighborhoods. We got it.
For all the shit Ari has gotten into, it's insane that no one's
Dude, that's been buried enough. Like, they buried that video.
We found it pretty quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shannon, what did you have to search? Amazing Racist?
Yeah, I put Amazing Racist Ari Shaffir, and a whole bunch of them popped up.
Nice.
Man.
God bless Ari for being a crazy person.
You should
see some of the
shit that doesn't make social media.
That one has
almost... Kyla runs his social media, and, dude, she gets them, and she'll... I just hear her just like, oh, my God, are you fucking kidding me? Like, I'll be in the other room.
You can hear it when we're playing Warzone. You can hear her be like, what the fuck?
Oh, dude, she'll be... She's like, no, Ari, you can't fucking put that up. I mean, the pictures that some of the fans send in, because he does that thing with a different tour, each one. Dude... The ones that don't make it, I'm just like, Jesus Christ. Like, even, there's no way Ari would even see him and be like, yeah, this is good. This could pan out. I'm like, no, dude, this is going to be brutal. They're funny as shit, but, you know.
I can't remember what, it was some celebrity died. It was after the Kobe thing. Mm. And Ari sent all his friends another video like that of him really being rough. And he goes, do you think, he was, it was like a prank, but he just wrote, do you think I should post this? And it was another like real career destroyer.
I was so fun. What did he write when Mitzi died? He had a really funny one when she died.
Oh fuck yeah! It was,
he was like
really
charging
funny.
The charging people to get into heaven or some shit. I don't know.
Yeah, no, it was like
it was fucking hilarious. Yeah, yeah.
It was very very funny.
Yeah.
Hey guys, real quick, let's talk about our friends at Blue Chew. You guys know Blue Chew. They've been making waves and bringing more confidence to the bedroom by offering chewable tablets that help men get a stronger and longer lasting erection. It's a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable form at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew's chewable tablets help men achieve a harder and stronger erection that combats all forms of erectile dysfunction. It's super easy, guys. It's an online prescription service, so that means you don't have to go to a doctor's office and have a weird conversation. There's no waiting in line at some weird pharmacy, and it ships right to your door in a discreet, non-weird package. The process is simple. You just sign up at BlueChew.com, you consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you're going to get your prescription within days. It's all done online. Their tablets are made in the USA, and they prepare and ship direct, which is way cheaper than going to the pharmacy. So if you could benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform with the person you love, visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And here's a special deal for our listeners. You can try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code RAP at checkout. All you got to pay is the $5 shipping cost. So that's BlueChew.com, promo code RAP. You're going to get your first month free, just $5 shipping. And honestly, thank you to Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast. You guys are the best, and you guys are the best for listening. Let's get back into the show. All right, I want to see this Giuliani thing.
What is it?
Video. Oh, critics claim Rudy Giuliani was drunk during 9/11 speech, where he impersonated the Queen.
There we go, Rude.
Rude.
I mean, 20 years. Are we still not gonna hold Giuliani to anything? The guy who literally voted. Nah, they don't. They don't need new walkie-talkies. What's the worst that could happen?
True.
And we're not gonna hold. I feel like he skated.
That's a thing.
He skated past some. If you're going to point fingers as far as some the firemen not having the equipment they needed, I think somebody has gotten away with quite a bit.
Got away with murder.
Wait, let's see this video.
She said, you did a wonderful job on September 11th. And therefore, I'm making you an honorary knight commander of the Royal something or other. What? I turned down a knighthood because if you took a knighthood, you had to lose your citizenship. I know Prince Andrew is very questionable now. I never went out with him. Ever.
I like that.
Never had a drink with him. Never was with a woman or a young girl with
him. Oh, he's hammered.
Ever. One time,
somebody get this guy headline Royce.
Yeah. One time when we had the party, right, Bernie? You were there.
Yeah, Bernie's like,
ugh. Dude, that was okay, Chinese. I'm going to take a wild swing here. I think he had a few.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to say he's been having a few since Borat 2 came out.
True.
I'm willing to bet they got him on all sorts of Xanax.
Dude. Oh, do you think they got him?
Oh, I mean, after that had to be extremely stressful. I mean, even he was in the wrong. They had to be extremely stressed. The doctor was like, hey, take a couple of these blues.
Yeah.
Take a couple of these little blue guys.
Wait a minute. What was that for? What was that?
That looks like a 9/11 memorial.
Memorial.
So what the fuck's he talking about Prince Andrew for?
I don't know. Because he's just going on.
He's just fucked up.
Yeah, he's
a little
gone.
Fucked up, or he's going, you know what? It works for Trump to just talk about whatever he's on his mind.
Maybe
he's going, you know what? Wing it.
Yeah, let's just rock.
Yeah.
Wing it like Donald.
Nah, you see, that's... Mm-mm. You got to have that. Rudy don't have that.
True.
I would say
I'm
not.
I'm surprised he didn't lean to the wall. He's like, ooh, you know, he did one of them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't fuck minors and the queen loves me.
Yeah, what was that? He's like, yeah. we remember today and all the first responders. Also, awesome. How about that fucking queen? What a bitch, am I right?
And he's Prince just doing Andrew. Chinese voice he didn't the whole time.
How about, he was a little hard on defending he didn't hang out with Prince Andrew. He's like, I never had a drink with him.
Well, I mean, he's coming off, he is coming off trying not to... But I
oh
mean,
yeah, he's trying to.
Anyone who really watched that, it's like, yeah, fucking Sacha Cohen fucked him. Obviously, he was having a drink with this chick. He wasn't taking his cock out.
He's bamboozled.
They fucked him.
I mean, yeah. If
it's
you go off
funny.
Of how he just acted on that video, it's probably really easy to bamboozle.
Yeah, and it looked like didn't they have a drink first? Maybe
I
he's
think
just
because so.
He's got to be in what would be the twilight of his political career.
Oh yeah,
oh, absolutely. And just his life in general, right? Isn't he like 70?
Yeah, so he's probably just going out.
I
partying.
Mean, he peaked in 9/11. Like, yeah, that was his 9/11. Claim to fame.
Yeah, yeah. It was the best moment of his life. Dude.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, he's like, I took down the mob, and then 9/11 happened under my fucking regime.
Yeah,
yeah, I ruined Times Square.
Yeah,
I took down. Oh man.
He's in the era of like the Michael Richards death rattle at this point. Dude. I'm surprised that speech didn't end with like, you know what we used to do with you people. Like, whoa.
Well, we're going back to a I honestly think we're going back to a pre Giuliani New York.
Seems like a
like if you look at if you look at like 8th, 9th Ave, which used to not be bad at all, is now like getting very heroiny. Mm. Times Square getting weird.
I live in the red zone of Philadelphia when it comes to heroin.
Oh, no. I'm not saying we're there, but I'm saying as far as where New York was and where we're going back to.
Yeah.
I think we're going back to a I want porn booths back.
Man, that'd be sweet. If you're Times Square went back to like 70s.
I want grindhouse movie theaters.
I want gangs in New York Times Square. That's
gangs in New York.
Oh, you want like...
Oh, you want to go back to like boats firing cannons into the fucking shore.
Hammer fights in the street.
Yeah. Living in caves.
Fucking rabbits and shit.
Yeah, dead rabbits, dude.
I've been seeing more hookers.
Nice.
Because whenever I come in to work...
Oh, now you say it. Maybe New York isn't so bad.
Yeah. On the up and up.
If you go on the BQE from Brooklyn to here, it's fine. But when you go under the BQE and it's like just the regular streets, there's a huge like under the BQE... There's basically like all this like dead area, and you just see them like start to crawl out. And you see like the morning walk.
Oh yeah,
and you can't tell if it's the beginning or the end of the shift.
Next time you're in Philadelphia, just take a cruise down Kensington Avenue.
Oof.
Yes. The first time I ever saw somebody sell crack was in Philadelphia.
Yep.
Yes.
And it was a $5 holla.
Absolutely.
And my favorite part was he was eating cheese fries with his fingers.
And then selling
Hasidic Jew. Old black man, and he was selling crack, and I was like, there's no way he can't not get cheese on this bag of crack.
Yeah.
Oh,
His hands were covered.
It's cheese whiz, too.
It melted
whiz.
Cheese.
Whiz wit, a bag of crack.
Dude.
That's brand marketing right there.
Yeah. We're for Pats.
Where did I... Dude, that fucking club... Is it Philadelphia Comedy Club? Is that the one that's the hookah bar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I was the worst night.
Smoke inside.
In the fucking...
It was like...
Everyone's got a fucking heart. Danny's got a story about it. Danny, our producer, is here. He went to go see Shane there one night.
Really?
He was like, yeah, mate, fucking... I think he probably hates me now because I got out front of the club and like, we were all just... I was beating the shit out of this kid. I was like...
Wait. Danny was?
Yeah, some kid fucking started talking shit to Danny out front of the club. He just started wailing on him. With all his coworkers.
Dude, like...
Yeah, that place was brutal.
The last owner, time we were like, there, it was me, Dave, Ian, and Lewis.
Yeah, that's like the shittiest part of like Phil. Like, not even, it's
that's
a different
city.
Type of shitty, dude. It's old city. It's very bro-y. Yeah.
And I just remember the second show about to start, and it was a big, big fat chick in a tiara. that said birthday girl.
She's a princess.
With like a party of 20. Person.
Yep.
And they sat them. So it's a real, for people that are listening, it's a railroad club. Basically, it's like a railroad room,
yeah.
Which means it's long and shallow, which is the opposite of what you want comedy to be. You want the crowd in front of you directly.
Piled.
And this is like there's two rows of people in front of you, and everyone else is at your left or right.
Yeah, hard left.
So you're never looking at the audience.
Yeah, you're like hard left.
It's impossible to look at the... If there's people there...
You have to ignore at least one side of the room.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so long, too.
It's a terrible way to do...
The green room's hilarious, though. The green room area is just this giant space. It's like, why?
That would be much better for comedy.
Yes, exactly.
It's a huge room full of couches.
They just put you in there like, this is what you wish a show would be like, but it's not.
No, yeah.
And I just remember this huge chick with a birthday tiara at a party of like 20.
Oof.
And they were the entire left side of the club. They took, like, they had a VIP section.
Nice.
And we just ate our dicks.
Mm.
And then Ian drove us in his friend's car.
Was this when it snowed?
Yes. I will incriminate myself now. And I don't want to incriminate anyone else. Dave was with us. Dave's fans are great people. One great thing about Dave is a responsible family man who takes good care of himself now and does not party with us anymore. But his fans kept trying to give him drugs, and Dave would be very nice and literally take them and go to like this, and I was just collecting them behind him. So I don't know what I did, but they had to kill us. And then I think me and let's say somebody else took E.
Nice.
And then we go, I was like, all right, we're going to drive home now. We had a hotel room. We were like, we're not going to use it. We're just going to drive back to New York. And it starts to snow a lot.
On ecstasy in a car.
No, no, no. We get beautiful. Downstairs and Ian just goes, where's my car?
Brilliant.
So now I just took, like, I took it about a half an hour ago. So the countdown has begun.
Yeah, you're coming up. And now you have to help find a car.
The countdown has begun.
That car's gone.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I've given up on keys quicker than that.
And he goes, where's my fucking car? And I'm panicking. Snow. Bouncer from club next door goes, oh, man, they towed that shit 3 hours ago.
Oh, no.
Ian has a complete meltdown. Now we have no ride. Ian's got to go to the impound and get his friend's car.
Yeah, it's his friend's car, too.
That he has no paperwork for.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you can't even get that at impound. Unless you get somebody dumb working PPA that day. I've lucked out with that once.
Nice.
And he has...
Yeah.
Because we thought we might stay. So he has me, Dave, and Lewis's bags and all our computers.
Oof. Oh,
yeah. So we can't even go fuck it and leave Ian.
Because it's all in the car.
He's got all of our stuff
locked
in the car. And we had to walk to the hotel in the snow. I was on ecstasy.
Yeah, dude, if I'm driving my friend's car to a different city, that shit's going in a parking lot. I'm not going to do street parking.
And that is my impression of Philadelphia Comedy Club.
Sounds magical.
Yeah.
I guess because there is a garage right there.
Yeah,
there's
a lot right next to it.
A lot all over the place right there.
That was the worst. That might have been one of the worst.
And Ian should know, of all people, parking on that street down there.
That's
toast, like, dude. You get like maybe 10 minutes on this spot. They're gonna tow you. Like that, it's impossible to find spots down there.
That's one of the worst. With that coming up on ecstasy in the snow,
oh, dude,
panicking that all of our shit was missing.
Sticking your tongue out trying to catch snowflakes.
Oh, and the house next door caught on the apartment next door caught on fire. So they broke into Dave's apartment through the fire escape.
So then he's got New York City calling him, being like,
"No, his wife called him."
It's just like they're coming
to say that the firefighters broke down their door to get onto their fire escape to get in the place next door. And we're just sitting. Oh, it was the fucking worst.
That sounds so bad.
Poor Davey. All right, what do we got here?
Is that place still open?
What?
The comedy club? The hookah bar?
I mean, I think the hookah The lounge itself is.
In the beginning of COVID, dude threatened to pull a gun on somebody over a mask. It was like the owner or something.
What? Yeah, the owner threatened to shoot some kid for like telling him to wear a mask or something.
Yeah.
At the club?
Yeah. He was like, I got a fucking gun.
When they did the outdoor seating thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, somebody came up and was like, you should wear a mask. And the guy's like, I'll fucking shoot you. And pulled a gun or something.
That's a sick move, dude.
Yeah, solid shit.
Go from 0 to 10.
Yeah, there's a news clip out there, I think, of it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Heard about
you know
it.
When it's a sign that the club is going to be weird? Whenever they tell you you can order food, but it's from a place like a block away.
Elsewhere, yeah, the next year.
And they're like, there's something weird going on here.
They're just jazzing up fucking 7-Eleven food.
Yeah.
Taquitos.
Yeah, we got these big bites.
So that's what they have. They used to have like a spread in the green room waiting area. It's like these long, like these are bread rolls. I'm like, what? Yeah. Fucking these long. I don't know where the fuck they got them. Because they didn't have a kitchen there.
Just whatever was left from the halal truck from earlier.
Pretty much.
And plus, a hookah lounge is a terrible place to try and do stand-up.
Yeah. Just a bunch of tired Middle Easterners.
Yeah, and there's people there, like, because there's the show, but then there's also people that were there. I hate pop-up shows. Or shows where, like, people were not expecting comedy.
Oh, yeah, where you're just ambushing these people.
Or there's people that were like, oh, you know, I really want to smoke hookah, and I want to smoke
it
so bad.
Anybody who really wants to smoke hookah.
Yeah, absolutely. Dude, hookah sucks.
I've never met a cool person that wanted to smoke hookah. It's for teenagers who want to get served alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, creepy, like, snake charmers. Arab people. Yeah.
Dominicans, too.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Because I live in Bay Ridge. And there's a hookah bar, like, excessive amount of hookah bars.
Oh, yeah, they love that stuff.
And that's where I saw a bat fight. I saw an all-Italian bat fight outside of a hookah lounge.
Wait.
Metal bats.
Metal bats?
Jesus.
It was like a couple, like, probably.
How many of those bats will fill with concrete, though?
Yeah. It was maybe 5 or 6 dudes standing outside the hookah bar, and they were all, like, making a stink. And I was walking by with a girl, and I was like, whatever this is bad. And we walked to the block. We're probably about a block up because we saw a car pull up with other Italians, which is not good.
Yeah, when more start to show up.
Yeah, it's not.
When the IROCs start fucking multiplying.
Yeah, you're like, oh, no.
No problem has ever been solved by adding Italians.
Yeah, no.
And of course they all bats. Yeah. It's like, Jesus Christ.
And I just heard, it was such, the sound of a metal bat on a skull.
Dude, yeah, it's not a good sound.
I was going to ask you.
But you'd know what it is before you see it.
That
sure.
You're like,
bing.
Oh, yeah.
And I just home heard, run, like, dude. I heard two grand or three, slam. Like, bing, bing, bing. Boom. And you turn around, and it was exactly what you thought.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think we went out and got food, and we came back, and there were still dudes lying in blood in front of my apartment.
Whoa.
Because it was under my apartment. It was, the hookah lounge was under my building.
They call that
you lived above a hookah lounge?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, I lived. It was a hookah lounge next to a bodega that I'm pretty sure sold nothing.
Oh, that was a front.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, dude.
That those Italian guys with the bat. That's where they stored the bats.
It was
the bing, dude.
It was a bodega that was such a front. It was. I remember. It was one of those places where all the merchandise is dusty.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, there's plenty of those in Philly.
Because I bought a gallon of hot sauce from there that I had seen in their window like a month before, and I'm like, they're not selling this. And I went, how much is that? They went, $25. I went, I'll give you 6. And he went, yeah, all right.
Yeah. He's like, either way, I'm writing it down on the form is I got $25.
Yeah, they don't know how to price anything. They're like, $46? I don't know.
6. Have I told you about the front, the liquor store front I accidentally went to?
Was it supposed to pornos?
No.
Oh, that was fucking great. No, another, wait, liquor store one?
Wait, what are you talking about, the pornos?
The deaf guy? Who was the?
Oh yeah, no, that was my ex's dad.
That wasn't a front situation, no. Right?
No, when my wife and I first started dating, we go to we were walking down 86th Street in Brooklyn, and it was a Sunday, and we look at the time, and it's like 4:35, 4:40, and liquor stores close at 5.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, hey, we should run into a liquor store and grab a bottle or something. And we're in like a part of Brooklyn we're not familiar with, and I see a little liquor store. And we go to try the door, and it's locked. And it's like 4, you know, like 20 minutes before 5. And I go, oh, I guess they closed early. And then this lady very sheepishly unlocks the door. And she goes, oh, we keep door locked because cat will get out.
Sure.
And I went, oh, yeah. Oh, okay. And she lets us in. And from the outside, it looked like, when you look at the shelves, it looked like a liquor store. And when we get in, when you move the bottle, there was nothing behind it. So it was just a shelf of literally one bottle of everything. Did so like one bottle of Smirnoff, one bottle of and that was it. This place had maybe 25 bottles of liquor in the whole store. Grab a bottle of vodka, put it on the table. The lady didn't even have a cash register. She opened a drawer and goes, "I don't have change." And we're like, "Okay." And she just we gave her $20, and that was the transaction.
Your photo, she made the noises herself.
Yeah, she's like, ring, ching, ching.
Have a nice
and
day.
And then we sold us the bottle. And then she followed us out and locked the door behind us. Mm. And I was like, there is no way that someone wasn't being murdered or blown 10 feet away from us in a back room.
Could have been both.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's like, "Do you want Smirnoff or the massage?" Yeah, I'm like, "Well, I'll take the vodka."
And then that place is definitely gone now.
Yeah, she's like, "Here's your change. Run for your life." Yeah. Run for your life.
We had a bunch of places. I had a bunch of bodegas by my old place, which was a little more of a sketchy neighborhood, where it would be like seven Arab dudes on folding chairs talking, and then you walk in and it's like the record scratch.
Mm-hmm. I have a place near me where you can order whippets on Grubhub from there.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, we did that a few times.
Yeah, we did that. I did that recently.
Yeah.
Dude, I have one too. They sell the
cracker, cream. But you can, on Grubhub and like Uber Eats, you can get the canister.
There's a deli by me that has that too.
It was so great. We ordered them one night playing poker.
Yeah.
My buddy Lou's like, "How are we going to go through 50 of these? That's a lot." By like 1 o'clock, he goes, "All right, can we go get more of these things or what?"
Dude, 50 appetizers.
Like 50, there's four of us. We're going to fucking cruise through this, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, that's phenomenal.
They broke down on a lot of bodegas in Philly, though. It sucked. The Asians got crushed because the whites moved in, and they started gentrifying. But the Asians used to have
there was a time period right before COVID where the whites were telling the Asians, they're like, "You can't have plexiglass up in here anymore."
Yeah. They're like, "Go fuck yourself."
Yeah, they're like,
"This is actually to help you." You know what I mean? Like, we're not worried about the neighborhood.
But yeah, I'm coughing inside this thing.
Yeah, true. Also, the Asians, the best part about their bodegas were they would just have illegal bars. Have a bar.
Jeff called beer, dude.
Yeah, Jeff called beer. Then there was a place by me. There was just a bar in there. It's like, and all the liquor bottles just have like plastic wrap over top. You just go in there and drink. It's like, "Is this legal?" They're like, "No." Like, all right. Yeah. Just sit in there and get hammered. It was hilarious.
Yeah, the few by me have like the drinking section, which is milk crates.
Yes.
Yep.
And then like a couple Mexicans.
Yeah.
With brown bag. I think one by me had a full bar, but I think you had to like be in on it.
Yeah, you do. Usually, unless they know you from the neighborhood that you're in there pretty regularly, they won't let you sit there.
There was a place by me in South Philly. Jeff Cold Beer was the name of the place. A little plug for them. But you could go in, you could buy beer, and then you could buy you can buy a shot of any flavored schnapps you want.
Oh, the to-go cups out of there was insane.
Yeah.
It's just one of those rice containers.
That was sketchy. That was because that's over in Point Breeze, right?
Yeah, you had to cross Broad Street to get there, and it was like...
Yep.
The Chinese food iced tea container.
Yeah, yeah.
That never stays closed.
When I found out Le Maire never had a 40, I'm like, we got to go to Jeff Cold Beer.
Never had a 40.
Yeah,
I find looks like a 40.
Yeah, I was like, "You look like you should be drinking 40s all the time." He's like, "I've never had a 40."
And now, son, this is something your father should have done a long time.
Oh, dude,
ago.
I was his scumbag father for a little bit when we lived together.
I forgot that.
I could see that.
A lot of shit.
Yeah, dude, that's like a coming of age movie, but just going the wrong way.
He was like, "Fennel, should I do coke?" And I'm like, "You're not ready yet, son."
Yeah. Give me that. I'll hold it for you. Give
me sure you properly break this shit up. Yeah,
dude. Let's do one more thing before we get out of here. Subway worker defends herself against burglar and still ends up losing her job. Now here, before we even look at it, let's guess around the table. MTA Subway?
Black.
Or Subway Sandwich?
I'm going to go Subway Sandwich. They look like they can brawl those people.
Subway worker defends herself against burglar.
Subway worker.
Because you wouldn't burgle.
Yeah, who's robbing a fucking subway train?
So I would assume Subway
some
Sandwich.
Some concrete cowboys, dude. I'll go with Subway Sandwich.
Subway Sandwich around the table?
Subway Sandwiches.
Yeah, Shannon, what do we got?
It is Subway Sandwich. I'll show you the video. And then I'll tell you what happened after.
Oh, there's a video of it?
And came into my job and tried to rob me.
Move! Move! Stop! the fuck kind of shit is this?
This is a bad robbery.
Yeah, this is a long robbery.
Who's robbing who?
I think the lady's getting robbed, and that's a fella.
Because he's robbing you, that's what happens.
Pause it.
I'm so confused
on what's happening here.
All right, so
this is like, I've seen subway fights, and this is kind of bullshit.
Yeah, this is pretty tame. This is pretty tame. So there's the girl in the subway uniform.
She got fired because she didn't fight hard enough?
Yeah, it's like back in the 70s.
Like, have you seen the fights at Taco Bell up the street? You need to step your shit up.
It's like in the 70s when a pro wrestler would lose a bar fight and they had to kick him out of the territory. So there's this chick in the maroon subway uniform, and then there's this black shape in the hoodie that I would assume is the robber. I can't see his face, so I couldn't tell you what he looks like, but I just see this black hoodie.
Black shape is funny.
I'm going to take a wild guess and say this guy was psyching himself up to rob this place, but he was raised by like a mom, a grandma, and a sister. And the second it came down to actually hurting a woman, he lost his guts.
Why are they back there? What's he trying to steal? Yeah, inventory?
The back.
Go to the fucking register.
Bread.
What's he getting? Rolls?
Yeah.
Go to the fucking register. Empty it.
Let's see it.
Yeah. Is someone going to get shot? Does someone have a gun?
He's like, come on.
Just give me a little bit.
He's trying to make out with her?
Oh. Damn.
Oh.
Damn.
All right.
Yo, he's getting the shit kicked out of him.
My lady.
Pussy.
Oh, dude.
She's getting headlocked.
Fucking him up. That's like Zach in high school.
I grew up with
giving me the headlock.
Yeah, was that truck face?
Yeah, dude. I mean, this guy's got to leave.
Yeah, now you got to give up. Does she have the gun? She has the gun now.
Oh, my
no
God.
No shit.
Oh, shoot his ass. Get him.
Damn. She's smacking him with the gun.
Dude, I don't get it.
Yo, I think that girl goes to Skank Fest.
She gonna fight Lewis?
I'm so confused on what that was.
Shannon, you got any details? Why did she get fired?
Okay, so what happened was apparently this footage was leaked from like the security footage in the subway, and it went viral. And her boss told her she cannot come back to work until this video is scrubbed from the internet.
That's impossible. Why? That has nothing to do with
her boss. Know how the internet works?
Yeah,
but also it's like she didn't do anything wrong here. Like, she defended herself. She defended the store.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's a great employee. I think so.
Yeah, she should
dude, if I worked at a fucking subway.
The boss is like, you're making me look bad.
Yeah. If I worked at fucking subway,
I'd be like, yeah, kill me now, with a gun, dude. Shoot me in the head.
I'd probably use it to kill myself.
Yeah. No salted meat or cheese behind that counter that's worth it.
Yeah, true.
Like, take it. How much could be in the register to Subway?
Also, let's face facts.
Possibly
here,
give a fuck.
Subway doesn't have the best fucking history. You know what I mean? Yeah. Jared knows what I'm talking about.
True, yeah.
Ma'am, this is a black eye on the Subway franchise.
Yeah. Your spokes guy making us rape a bunch of kids.
The guy also made out with her cell phone and her bag, which had her wallet, her ID, her credit cards, everything. That's what he left with. And now her mom started a GoFundMe to cover the legal expenses and the lost wages.
Have they caught the guy?
Yeah. No.
Subway.
Whose gun was that?
His gun.
Was it real?
Apparently.
It was a real gun. She takes the gun off this guy, fights him because I don't know what the fuck this guy was doing.
Once she has
and
the
she's
gun,
in trouble?
I leave.
Yeah, why don't you just shoot him? Well, maybe not shoot him, but like do
seemed
anything.
Like neither of them wanted to shoot either of them.
I think they're both in on it.
I think so, maybe. Too. Because it says afterwards, it says that she denied sending it out at first, but now she has an unwatermarked portion of it on her own TikTok. And it's like the way that they're fighting at the beginning, where she's like, no, stop.
Yeah,
like, it's true. Like how you are with somebody that you know.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I don't know.
He's like, we got to sell this, bitch.
I love that Shannon has the life experience. Be like,
Shannon, tried
that's
to
not how you
here.
Fight a man attacking you in a Subway sandwich restaurant.
Some video's going to surface from Gas Digital. She's in the back.
No,
it's
stop.
It's Lewis. Yeah, that was bizarre, man. It's funny, though, that she can't get her job back until the video's gone.
Yeah.
Okay.
You probably just work at a different subway.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Pick, are you that one from that other sub? No.
Wouldn't you? Yeah, you know what? The more I think about it, it does make sense that it's like her friend.
Yeah.
And they were making a TikTok.
Maybe, but if so, that's fucking stupid.
Is that a trending thing on TikTok right now?
Get robbed.
Robberies.
Well, there's a guy that's huge on TikTok that just makes Subway sandwiches.
What?
And he like holds the camera. He has like a neck thing and he holds the camera. And he just GoPros films himself what a making the sandwiches.
Who is it, DeRosa?
I think he's like a Middle Eastern kid.
Jesus.
And he's huge.
He just makes sandwiches.
There's another guy that does it at Cold Stone, too, and then they switched.
Ooh.
Yeah, this guy. Dude.
Who shits on everyone and just tells stories while making sandwiches.
Well, this isn't him.
This is a reaction.
This is a reaction. But yeah, it's just a POV of behind the counter at Subway.
Damn. So then you could live his life. You could pretend you're the man making the sandwich.
Real question. How the fuck do Subways stay open in any city that has regular bodegas?
Man.
Oh, the one by me, really bad. By my work, closed almost immediately.
Good.
Yeah, that most of the Subways I've seen in Philly usually Philly have like three stay. Other things going. You know what I mean?
They're always attached to like a Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, it can't just be a Subway. Yeah, you know, Pizza auto Hut. Body shop. You know, fucking anything they can do to keep that alive.
Yeah, because anyone in the city who goes to Subway when it's like, you know, a block in any direction. You could get like sandwich. Boar's Head or Thuman's meat.
Oh man, so much better.
For if not less, almost the same price.
Oh, yeah, the portions they give you stink.
Subway blows.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah, it really does.
And like is it the same people that come to New York and get like Papa John's?
Probably.
Pretty much.
And they're like, oh, I miss home.
Mm-hmm. I think it's just lazy. I think it's like, oh, this is right here. And I'm hungry now.
I feel I know Papa John's in Philly, like, they clean up because they're open till 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Or everything else closes at, like, 11.
Yeah.
But that Subway may be the go-to for, I guess, I don't know how late hoagie fucking Subway shops are open till.
I don't think they're open
probably
that late.
Probably not late at all.
Yeah, I don't think Subway's
especially
open.
Especially when we have Wawa's.
Ask Jesse Smollett. Fucking Subway's
true,
open.
That's true. He should be the spokesperson.
Two great spokesperson.
Jared Subway has not had a good run.
No, not at all.
There's no like great Subway story.
There's never. Well, Jared was cool until he started he got found out that he started porting.
I think he was always doing that. It wasn't like he didn't just wake up.
Isn't
one day.
Jared's real backstory? And I'm pretty sure. So the two things I know about
is eat Subway pants. Every day.
But wasn't it because there was a girl he was obsessed with, and the Subway was like by her house?
And she was like,
I think
12.
That's fake now. Oh yeah,
was it
a girl that like by her house? Yeah, the Subway was across the street from a fucking kindergarten class.
I think A, there was a girl that he liked that was near the Subway. B, I'm pretty sure I read that when he was in college, he ran a porn rental service out of his dorm.
Nice. I mean, he looks like he would.
Shannon, can you Google that? I'm pretty sure that he was like porn store in his dormitory, and it came out at some point.
Oh no!
That he was like a porn dealer.
Every one of his porns are probably.
Did
just
I make that up completely?
Off.
No, I just found an article that says Subway pitchman Jared Fogle allegedly ran a porn rental service out of his college dorm.
Sick. That's entrepreneur right there. Dude.
Yeah, true.
How fat am I that I know that?
I don't know. I mean,
you did all your research.
That's pretty on board for everything else Subway has produced.
Yeah.
They're like, that's probably how they picked him up. Owner was renting.
I kind of thought Jared would just skate through those charges.
It was all of age. This is,
look how big.
We got bigger fish to fry.
This guy's got weird shit with kids.
Pants.
It's like, look at him. He's fucking, dude, he's one weird picture away from wearing those pants with the sewn in boxers.
True.
I'm surprised he's not modeling that shit.
So sorry, it says also that he would rent the videos out for $1 a day. So he was like keeping track of what he was doing.
Dude. Yeah, it was like a full business.
Yeah.
He's keeping
that dude
the
had
books.
Books. That's what that means.
He was on the books.
Oh my God.
Can you imagine you had to like go talk to him for a late fee?
Dude,
and he's sitting there eating a Subway sandwich. There's fucking shredded lettuce on the book.
Yeah, little kids everywhere with like dog collars on.
A little bit more. While running his porn library out of his dorm in college, Subway opened up on the first floor of his dorm, and Jared began frequenting it because he was too lazy to go anywhere else and too busy with porn lending services to go any further.
Jesus Christ.
Dude,
that should have been the commercial.
That dude was so backed up renting porn out of his dorm that he couldn't go any further than down the steps.
Yeah.
Damn, dude. I mean, that's a good hustle.
He's grinding. Yeah.
Like, I've had friends that paid their way through college playing, like, online poker. This dude was writing porn?
Yeah.
Dude, can you
pioneer?
He's cockbuster.
That's the pre-internet age. You had to go see a 400-pound man in a dorm room to rent porn for $1 a day.
I totally forgot he was fat still. And he sold so much porn that he lost like 300 pounds.
Yeah.
The porn made him lose the weight.
He lost the weight because he was so busy with pornography. Yeah. That should be the commercial.
I know. Yeah, he should be the porn spokesman now.
He's like the Pederast social network. That's a network.
He's Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah, Zuckerberg.
All right, let's end today on something fun. Man kicks woman down subway escalator stairs.
Now, is this Subway sandwich or Subway the train?
So, let's see this lady kick down the stairs to end today's show.
Let's watch.
Well, just give me 10 seconds for the ad.
No problem.
Sorry.
If she was pregnant, that's proper birth control.
What happened to Quiznos? Is there still Quiznos?
They weren't rapey enough.
I feel like Quiznos is gone, right?
I think so.
I haven't seen one.
I don't know, but it was always better than Subway.
Quiznos was better.
They might have got retired to truck stops.
True. Yeah, that could be rest stops.
Yeah.
I've never had Jersey Mike's. Is Jersey Mike's good?
Jersey Mike's is not bad. It's expensive.
Yeah. It is expensive.
Yeah.
What about Jimmy John's?
Jimmy John's is great.
Jimmy John's?
I mean, the one in Philly by us we used to get from was really good.
I've never... Yeah, I just call them...
Very basic.
I call them Brock Lesnar sandwiches.
They were legit fast.
Oh, dude, right. Yeah.
So fast.
It's like you order and they'd be at the door and be like, what the fuck?
I know people want to protest them because their owner is like a big game hunter and he took a naked picture with a shark.
I mean, that's awesome.
Because he's naked with the shark? They're like, what are you doing?
Have you ever seen... There's a photo of him. I think it's... Did I make that... Whenever I say stuff like this, I'm like, did I make that up? And I've just been telling people.
That's a great rumor to start.
Shannon, did I make that up that the owner of Jimmy John's took a nude picture with a shark?
I'm looking up. Hold on one second.
Hold on.
That's a very specific Google.
Oh, as soon as I Googled it, what came up is Jimmy John isn't the naked guy in that shark picture.
It's not him.
Bummer.
His name is really
Jared. There are big game hunting pictures with him. Is that correct?
So this is the picture. It says it is not him.
Is the founder's name Jimmy John?
Is that his real name, Jimmy John?
That'd be so funny.
Are you sure that's
not him? Look at
that picture.
Oh, it says Jimmy John says it's founder.
Isn't the name. It's not confirmed it's not him, because I don't fucking know about that dude.
It looks a lot like him.
It really does.
That's fucking funny.
Who is this man? Ask him why he did this.
We're going to need a bigger cock.
I don't know if he's dead. I don't know if the shark you ever look is
into
dead.
You ever look into a Jimmy John's owner's eyes? Dark.
like a doll's eyes.
That's good. Yeah, but he's like a huge big game hunter, right, Shannon? Yeah. That's Jimmy John's guy.
Damn, dude.
It's definitely him.
Jared Fogle is a small game hunter.
Yeah, I don't think you... Dude, you're telling me that's not him with that fucking shark?
Dude, yeah, that's
definitely
him
with the shark.
Who takes... Okay, listen.
He's just giving it a hug.
Do you think there's other naked photos of him with
these animals that haven't leaked?
Like, that's just like the one that got out, and that's his thing, though. He's like, we hunt him, we get a new photo, we send it to the boys. Chat.
I have nothing wrong with that, dude. If that's all you're doing that's bad in this world of sin,
I think you're okay. When it's deer, like, I get hunting.
Yeah.
I'm fine. I don't give a fuck. I think sometimes when it's like exotic animals,
if you have to go to a different continent.
So, like, when people go and hunt, like, crazy shit, I think sometimes, like, there's a deal where you, like, pay the village.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And, like, you donate.
Because you're paying. Well, you're but not then paying the village. You're paying a poacher out of that village to take you out on the tour.
Oh, okay.
Maybe, yeah.
Because I forget what it was. I heard somewhere that they, like, the villagers are against it. They try to keep you away from it. But there's other people that they're just not going to turn down that fucking money.
Yeah, you're right, Zach. So there are, if it's done like through the village, they're able to use that money to then like take care of the rest of the animals and control how many of them are actually being killed.
Mm. So, yeah, because when you do like that crazy big hunting, like that's a little weird.
Yeah, I get that.
Like, do you really need to kill like a rhinoceros?
You want
to
feel like a god, dude. Yeah.
Really? Does that make
not me?
I think a lot of them are like, it's not like you're tracking them. I think they're kind of stuck wherever they are.
Yeah, I think you have a tracker. They're just telling you what direction to shoot in.
Yeah, it's not like it was me and the rhino for 3 days. Only one was going to survive.
Wait, were you right? I was in the bathroom.
Yeah.
You were right.
Well, okay, so Jimmy John's has officially denied that it's him in the photo.
Okay.
Did you see the photo?
No.
Shannon, show six.
I might have seen it when... I do... kind of remember the story.
It's
first off hilarious.
Yeah. By the way, okay,
this guy rules.
Okay, all judgment aside of animal abuse, hilarious photo.
I mean, come on,
great.
Because if that was your friend passed out on a boat, that's a funny photo.
If my friend sent me a photo of him naked, I would die laughing.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Yeah. It's a great picture.
Yeah. Great joke.
Like, I kind of want to support Jimmy John's more now.
Yeah.
You should. They're open late.
They got a shark sandwich now, too.
Yeah.
Do you think that's why, like, they sponsor Brock Lesnar? Because they're like, dude, if we get into shit, I'm not bringing a gun. I'm bringing Brock Lesnar.
You bring Brock to wrestle the reporters
in the face for me?
No, he was just the animals. Like, I'm bringing Brock Lesnar to Africa, and I'm just going to lock him in a cage.
Dude, imagine Brock Lesnar in Africa going to a village. Dude, they just think he's God immediately. Like, they'll start bowing down.
Brock Lesnar with his fucking man bun now. So fucking scary.
Man bun. That
is
scary.
A man bun?
Dude, bring up Brock Lesnar.
Big old samurai, dude.
Brock Lesnar has a full, like, they just mohawk ponytail
deal. Just confuse him for a white gorilla. They're like, he's an albino gorilla.
Yeah, dude, like, how can this monkey talk?
Oh, my God. Fuck? Yeah. He's a butcher now, too.
He's a butcher now?
He's doing butching.
He looks butch, dude.
All right, let's see this video before we get out of here. Man kicks woman down subway escalator. Sorry I made you do so much in a row, Shannon.
Really fine. There's no sound.
Okay.
God. And he walks away.
That was cold-blooded.
Not even in a rush to get out of there.
Yeah, I'm going
to
play it again. I just want you to look for something. So right before he does it, he kind of gently bumps into her as he walks past her. They have words, and then he kicks her.
Okay. Mm. Excuse me.
You just tapped her a little bit.
Oh, sorry, pardon me.
She's like...
What could she have possibly said that sent him into that?
This is SEPTA.
Where was this?
This was at the Atlantic Avenue subway station.
Oh, wow. That's right under Barclays.
Yeah, at 7:15 p.m. So this is just like during the day.
Shout out to this lady or guy just like,
yo, nobody gave a fuck.
Wait,
can we see? I want to go back and see that lady that was next to them.
She got
that
hit by a cannon.
Just fucking, dude, that lady, that is some real white. Mind your business shit.
Yeah.
Boom. Hiya.
Oh, that dude just moves out of the way as she's falling.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, that's the most impressive person. That is the most New York person in the video.
Oh, my God.
Did he catch her in the chest or in the face?
I think he kicked her in the chest.
Kind of like right up her car.
Looks like she got shot in the chest, dude. She like flew.
Is there any update on how fucked up that lady is?
No.
Did they catch the kid?
No, that's it. That last thing was the video because they're still looking for him.
If they catch him, they're just going to give him the keys to the city because that was awesome.
Yeah.
The victim was 32 years old.
I mean, so there's obviously no reports on what she actually said.
No.
Yeah, was she being mean?
She's like, I bet you can't kick for shit.
Yeah.
You won't kick me down this escalator, pussy. Yeah.
My baby kicks better than you.
I bet you can't even raise your leg very high. Fucking chicken leg ass motherfucker.
You will kick me in the chest, you fucking queer.
Victim refused medical attention for cuts and bruises on her back, arms, leg, right knee, right thigh, and trauma to her left ankle.
Damn.
She refused?
She's like, I can't afford that in hospital right now.
You know what? That might be a bad bitch.
Yeah,
if
dude.
I took that fall,
pain, dude.
Right.
I'm going into traction.
Dude, yeah. Are you nuts?
Yeah, I'd be crying immediately.
Dude, I don't even want to take that kick, much less the fucking aftermath. Not.
Yeah, then falling down those jagged
escalator
steps.
Dude, stairs are sharp and metal.
Yeah.
That's fucking brutal.
Hopefully someone caught her. She didn't have to do that.
No, everybody moved out of the
everybody
way.
Everybody went, like, nope.
Part of the city.
Is there video of, Shannon, is there a video of them two leading up to the escalator?
You just see him bumper.
That's it?
Yeah,
he was he was walking. She was standing, it looked like. And he nudged past her. It looked like they had a brief word.
She obviously said something.
Yes, it's 100% her fault.
Yeah.
But I don't know what she...
So quick, dude.
And then he walks away with such calmness.
Questions later, dude.
This lady, I was already done with her.
This lady's just like, wow, that's
weird.
Like,
I wonder what I'm going to eat for dinner tonight.
This dude, he's got some demons, dude.
I can't even raise my voice at somebody in public.
Oh, never.
Without walking away like tense. That dude walked away like it was just another
day. Can we see him walking out of the subway again so we can trip? Dude, the age of the masks is a scary thing.
I know, yeah.
That's them coming in?
That's
him.
The guy?
And this is the stop by the Barclays Center?
Yeah. Right under the Barclays.
I'm going to go find him, dude.
I mean, that dude looks like he's pretty jacked.
Yeah.
All right, so if you see that guy,
Interpol, New York, NYPD Crime Stoppers.
Wait, if you see that guy.
He's a real addict. Yeah. He's got a bad attitude. One might feel
he's real. He's a real addict. Yeah, what a beast, dude. All right, guys, that is today's show. I want to thank my co-host, Brian Six, our guests, Brian Finello and Sean Gardini. Please check them out online. Go see them live. And shout out to Luis J. Gomez. Love you, buddy. Can't wait till you're back. We will see you on Wednesday on the Real Ass Podcast.
See ya.
That's all, folks.